There's nothing simple about God, but just the same, He came down to our level so that we would understand. Lean in and listen today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel message. To our friends around the world, I say thanks for stopping by. What is sure to be an outstanding musical adventure today.
Of course it will be.
Yes.
I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Woody Wright.
Hey, Ken. Yay, Woody's here.
Gene McDonald.
Gino.
Kevin Williams. Amber Neelis.
Yes, we have Amber.
Tori Cash.
My favorite. Tori,
yes. The homecoming queen.
And Bill Gaither.
Yes.
Bill, you said it. Today we've put the cookies on the lower shelf to easily digest all the promises of God.
I thought you would never get to me, Daniel. I had to go back and shave three times. That's right. And my guests today are great communicators, the Spears, Gordon Mote, Legacy 5. Hey, this is going to be good.
So let's start it off with the whole homecoming gang here, Bill, featuring Howard Goodman and the sweetest song I know.
I heard them singing.
That's the sweetest song I know by the homecoming friend.
Well, and Howard had that cane waving, too.
My public service announcement today is this. Since you are listening to this show right now, take a look at your houseplants. You may have heard that talking to your plants can help them grow stronger. But were you aware of the fact that music can also help houseplants get really healthy? Huh. According to the latest science, vibrations that travel through sound waves stimulate growth factors in nearby plants.
Yay. I did not know that. Either.
Wow. Took everything out of me, Bill.
Crank it up and grow.
Yes. Albert E. Brumley knew that way back when, I think. Listen to those good vibrations. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
He came down to my level.
Yeah. He came down to my level when I couldn't get up to his. With a strong arm, he lifted me up to show me what living is. He'll come down to your level if you'll open up the door. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for. He came down to my level when I couldn't get up to his. With a strong arm, he lifted me up to show me what living is. He'll come down to your level if you'll open up the door. He
He wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for. If you're looking for contentment in the things that you can see, you're gonna have some disappointment. So won't you listen to me, please? 'Cause I know about a Savior. He came down to be a man, and when he left, he sent his Spirit. He made me everything I am. He came down to my level when I couldn't get up to his. With a strong arm, he lifted me up to show me what living is. He'll come down to your level if you'll open up the door. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for. Sometimes I make decisions that later I regret, but the Lord keeps on assuring me he's not finished with me yet. I don't worry about tomorrow. I don't worry about yesterday. I don't worry about this crazy world, 'cause I found a better way. He came down to my level when I couldn't get up to his. With a strong arm, he lifted me up to show me what living is. Come down to your level if you'll open up the door. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for. He came down to my level, yeah, when I couldn't get up to his. With a strong arm, he lifted me up to show me what living is. He'll come down to your level if you'll open up the door.
Open up.
He wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for. He came down to my level when I couldn't get up to his. With a strong arm, he lifted me up to show me what living is. He'll come down to your level if you'll open up the door. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what he came down for.
Yeah.
That's what he came down for.
And that was the Gaither Vocal Band with He Came Down to My Level.
There we go.
Oh, no.
Yes, that time. That time.
Believe it or not, we put our hack research team of thousands.
That's right, Mr. Ripley.
And low. Start to finish to find the perfect word for you to learn and use today. It's our word of the day. Today, it's a big one. Marginalia. Ooh, anybody?
Anybody on this? Anybody?
Not.
Where's my... Oh, there. Oh, there's the bag.
Okay.
Marginalia. So I do have the inside track on this. I know you depend on me for this. So marginalia, often used in Italian cooking. Mm. I'm running this by you really fast here.
You know?
Italian cooking.
Okay.
Marginalia can be quite tasty when served with polenta, oregano, basil, fennel, rosemary, tomatoes, mozzarella in olive oil, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah.
Made from Italian chickpeas. Oh. It is high in fiber, high in magnesium, high in antioxidants, and low in flavor. It has a smoky taste when you smoke it.
Yes.
And marginalia comes packed in swamp water. It is totally spreadable on toast, crackers, even on the floor. Spam can't do that. Remember,
true.
When other meats fail you, heat up some marginalia. That's what I say.
Wow. Well, it's a plural noun. It refers to notes or other marks that are written in the margins of a text and to non-essential matters or items. Not unlike that definition. Here we go. The students loved flipping through their literature textbooks to find the marginalia left behind by former students. Boom, there it is.
There you go.
And there,
I love your definition, Torres.
Again,
incorrect as it may be.
Hey, is yours gluten-free?
Totally gluten-free. Okay, in fact, well, marginalia comes with optional gluten.
Oh.
It's a side packet. It's absolutely free. Yeah. Amazing, isn't it?
Gordon Moat and the Old Gospel Ship. Get us out of here.
Incidentally, there are cabins available on the Old Gospel Ship.
I've got good news to bring. That is why I'm up here singing all my joy. With you I'm gonna share. Yes, I am. Well, I'm gonna take a little trip. Take a trip in that good old gospel ship. Yeah.
Oh, that was the romping, stomping Gordon Moat, the old gospel ship.
Oh, I love that song. Love it. I read this quote. This is an Anne Lamott quote, and it reminded me of Gloria. In fact, I looked at, when I saw this written down in the marginalia on the side, I had two names written down of who this reminded me of, and Gloria was one of them. She said, "Lighthouses don't go running all over an island looking for boats to save. They just stand there shining."
Yeah, love that.
I think out of anybody, just about anybody I know, she just stands there shining.
Yeah. Boy, Jesus called us to be three things: salt, yeast, and light. I think on a given day, the most important song we learned in Sunday school was "This Little Light of Mine." I'm going to let it shine. She always brightens up the day.
She sure does.
Yeah. Salt, light, and yeast.
Yeast, yeah.
None of them make any sound at all. Just stand there.
Oh, that's good.
Just stand there and shine.
And be.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, "Leave us a note."
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button, and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Come inside my Father's house. To my Father's.
Hey, I'm glad you're here with us. We're having a good time here on Homecoming Radio.
We are. Yes, we are.
Hey, our guest artist today was Wes Hampton. So let's hear from him now.
In my Father's house, there are rooms and rooms forever down the hall. And in my Father's house, there's a lot of family pictures on the walls. And there's a chair.
Homecoming Radio, sitting here with Bill Gaither and several of his friends and a few people he just met. And, and we're going to go to some of our listener lines because we value what you have to say.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
I hear you on Sunday morning. Fabulous. You keep my life pumped up and my soul inspired. God's blessings to everyone on the team. I'm Ingrid in the frigid north in Minnesota.
Oh, wow. Pam writes, I love your program. I hear you every day going to work on Joy FM. I love Kevin. He makes me laugh.
Aww. Let's keep it up.
She loves you, Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
Love you too.
Brian emailed, I hear you every day on WJCF in Georgia. I can't thank you enough for the joy and laughter you bring. I think Bill has discovered the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
We love those kind of emails.
If he only could discover the fountain of consciousness.
Splash him with that fountain.
We want to hear from you. Homecomingradio.com. I bowed on my knees and cried holy was written back in 1923 by a man named Cantrell. And it was originally like a spiritual. I just bowed down on my knees.
Really?
And I cried holy unto the Lord. That's the way it was originally written.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, and in 1948, 49, 50, the white gospel quartets started singing it in a fast 3-4. I bowed on my knees and cried holy. Wow. And then Michael English with the Goodman family in 1980 slowed the thing down. I don't know whether it's Rusty's idea, mm-hmm. Michael's idea, and sang it as a ballad and as a worship song. They sing it, and then he sang it with the Singing Americans, and when he came with the vocal band, we sing it everywhere. It's still probably one of the most popular vocal band songs that we've ever done. Here it is.
I dreamed of a city called glory. And it was so bright and so fair. I cried holy. Oh, the angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion. I saw that I said I want to see Jesus, the one who died for me.
mark. Sat down with Timothy. Oh, but I said, Timothy, I want to see Jesus.
Gaither Vocal Band with I Bowed on My Knees and Cried Holy.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little simplicity to your life and all the while encouraging you to lean in the Lord. Join us again next time where we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
Yeah. Hey, we put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com where you can
hear more of us online. You can download our smartphone app. You guys ought to do that. You can see all the dates, the times, the places for future Gaither concerts, events. You can find out if there's still room left on the cruises.
Oh, yes.
All the happenings.
And you can get the latest scoop on videos, new projects, and link up to our social media and Facebook. And you can always leave us a note.
That's all right. This and so much more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
Oh, you're right, Woody. And we have some great homecoming radio stations in the state of Ohio, like WGNZ, WJFY, WKAO, so many more. We say
salute.
We're out of time now, but we'll be back soon again. Join us. And it wouldn't be the same without you.
All right.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. And you know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.